This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden are to hold a high-stakes telephone call this Saturday as tensions over a possible imminent invasion of Ukraine escalated sharply and the U.S. announced plans to evacuate its embassy in the Ukrainian capital. Before talking to Biden, Putin is to have to call with French President Emmanuel Macron, who met with him in Moscow earlier in the week to try to resolve the crisis. Russia has massed troops near the Ukraine border and has sent troops to exercises in neighboring Belarus, but insistently denies that it intends to launch an offensive against Ukraine. Adding to the sense of crisis, the Pentagon ordered an additional 3,000 U.S. troops to Poland to reassure allies. Biden has said the U.S. military will not enter a war in Ukraine, but he has promised severe economic sanctions against Moscow in concert with the international allies. The head of Myanmar's military government has now appealed for national unity among the country's restive ethnic minorities as he presided over a parade marking the 75th anniversary of a historic agreement that has failed to ensure harmony. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, who seized power last year from Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government, praised the minorities for signing the 1947 Panglong Agreement, which was supposed to unify ethnic groups following decades of British colonial rule. But Myanmar remains plagued by nearly constant conflict as the minorities seek the autonomy and armed resistance to army rule grows. Opponents of military rule urged a virtual boycott of the anniversary ceremony and told people not to turn on their TVs. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands, laying out in unusually blunt terms a plan to increase its influence in the South Pacific nation before China becomes strongly embedded. The reasoning was explained in a State Department notification to Congress that was obtained by the Associated Press. It came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Fiji Saturday, midway through a Pacific tour that began in Australia and finishes in Hawaii. The State Department said Solomon Islanders cherish their history with Americans on the battlefields of World War II, but the U.S. was in danger of losing its preferential ties as China aggressively seeks to engage elite politicians and business people in the Solomon Islands. The move comes after rioting rocked the nation of 700,000 in November. The riots grew from a peaceful protest and highlighted long-simmering regional rivalries, economic problems, and concerns about the country's increasing links with China. Rioters set fire to buildings and looted stores. Some countries might send in riot squads to disperse trespassing protesters. In New Zealand, authorities turned up the sprinklers in Barry Manilow. Initial moves to try to flush out several hundred protesters who have been camped on Parliament's grassy ground since Tuesday had little effect. The protesters who have been voicing their opposition to coronavirus vaccine mandates responded to the soaking from the sprinklers by digging trenches and installing makeshift drain pipes to divert the water. Protests began when a convoy of trucks and cars drove to Parliament from around the nation, inspired by protests in Canada. At first, there were more than 1,000 protesters, but that number dwindled as the week wore on before growing again on Saturday. The highest-ranking UN official to visit Ethiopia since war began in the Tigray region in 2020 said Friday she thinks Tigrayan fighters are hopeful of ending the conflict, and she senses the top government officials are not just more hopeful, but making a greater effort to find peace. But Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed said the most important thing now is how to put pressure on the momentum for peace and not have it unravel, which she says it could because it's very fragile. During her talks with both sides, she said her message was that with the conflict and the tragedies, horrendous and at that, that no one wins and the peace really is indispensable. There is more at VOAnews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.